Every dating app swipe is another loss. Gym bros, fake CEOs, straight up losers. So now the only app I open is Modo Casino, because at least there I'm surrounded by winners, real winners, thousands of them, while everyone else is in the single swamp, I'm at home relaxing while stacking bonuses, hitting wins, and playing all my favorite Vegas style games. Modo Casino, the only app worth your time.
Modo Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Modo.us for more details. Download the Modo Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Modo Casino, America's social casino.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Scumbags!
Let's rage!
Sports Rage with Gabe Morenci.
Rage all you want.
Level two. This is Sports Rage. I am Renzi. All right, the money is being dealt out. SiriusXM Channel 159. Jokic gets $270 million for five. Booker gets $224 for four. Bradley Beal, whatever, dude. Every day Bradley Beal is something new. He's opting out. He's in. He's out. He's in. Whatever. 5 years, $251 million. They can trade him now. Whatever. Karl Anthony Towns, $224 million. And Ja Morant, $193 million. 5 years, $193 million. The deals, blockbuster extensions, International Basketball Association. Meanwhile, there's all this talk right now about Kevin Durant and all that, but whatever. You know, how can we make money? Right, that's what we're looking at here. How are we going to make money? I tell you what, the CFL has been the biggest source of income for us. Any USFL, but football as a whole. Football as a whole, with college football coming and the NFL coming, for me personally, that's like where the real money is at. I'll bet real money on basketball, but basketball is erratic. I find football is the best sport to bet on. I don't really care what league it is. Once you figure out the league, the sport of football, I think, is the best sport to handicap. But everybody, hey, if you make money betting on tennis, God bless you. Soccer, whatever. That's the thing with gambling. We were just talking about this with Teddy Covers, that there's a lot of different ways to approach it. Right, there's a lot of different ways to approach it. Like Teddy says, I'm bet on those teams. I sort of think you're leaving money on the table in a sense, but I get it. Like, if you find a system and sort of like, no, I don't bet on those games, or I stay away from this, I stay away from that conference. Staying away from things can be good. Right, betting on everything will catch up to you, because it's impossible to be right on everything. So one thing I've been better at recently is putting more money on things that I'm actually sure about. I always tell people to put the same amount on everything, but that's when you're just betting daily. Like when I bet baseball, I just basically put the same amount every day on every game. I'm pretty much betting on baseball $100, sometimes two or three. Basically I'll put $100. I bet $100 on, like, you know, like tonight when I took the Jays, I put $100 on them. Last night I put $200. The Dodgers, I usually bet $200 to $300 a game. I don't put $100 on the Dodgers. Like, I'll usually put $200 or $300 on the Dodgers. I usually have the Dodgers on, like, the run line, like, for $200, and I'll usually have the Dodgers, like, on the money line in a parlay for $200. Like, I'll usually split it up. I bet more on the Dodgers. I bet on the Blue Jays quite a bit when they're hot. One thing with the Jays is I follow them, right? So I see them. I follow everybody, but the thing is, I'm on the air, and boom, I get every Blue Jay game. And Cam is watching the Jays, so whatever. I get sucked into watching every Jay game, so I can tell you anything you need to know about the Toronto Blue Jays. Right? Tell you anything you need to know. Heat sent a delegation of employees to make a free agency pitch to Udonis Haslem with hopes of bringing him back. A delegation of employees? Does he even play? Like, what? The only thing I heard about Udonis Haslem was when he threatened to kill Jimmy Butler this year. Why is Kanye trending? Who did he sign with? All right, we got breaking news. I see Kanye West is trending right now. Kanye West has just joined the Big Ten. Say what? Kanye West has joined the Big Ten. Kevin Durant has just announced that he has joined the LIV Golf Tour. I told you, all hell is breaking loose. And Justin Bieber has just announced that he will be replacing Tom Araya and Slayer on their upcoming tour. Hell awaits. Hell awaits. This is Sports Rage. I am Gabriel Morenci, and it pinch the players, the hustlers, the people above them, and everybody else in between. Kanye West is trending right now, but he's a lot like I said about Kyrie and KD. Yeah, whatever. Whatever. Let's try to make some money. We just talked baseball with Teddy Covers. Listen, all hell is broken loose in college athletics right now. USC and UCLA. Basically, if you've been hungover and you just woke up, or maybe you were in the drunk tank and you're just getting out right now, or maybe, I don't know, maybe you have a job. And you're like, what? USC and UCLA? What is this guy? What is this guy? April Fools. This guy on crack? And no, it's neither of the above. The USC Trojans and the UCLA Bruins have applied and been accepted to enter into the Big Ten. This starts in 2024. So basically, they'd be this year and next year, and then starting, so two more years of everything as we know it now in the Big Ten and the Pac-12. They have been accepted, so it's done. It is what it is. USC and UCLA are now in the Big Ten, but the Ducks and the Huskies, Washington and Oregon have now applied, and you got to believe that they're going to be the next to get in as well. How much further does it go? I don't know. Does this have any ramifications on this year's futures and this year's games? No, but this has massive ramifications moving forward.
John Daly here. You know what day it is? Neither do I. I live life daily. That's why I only spin on Moto Casino. Moto's got daily free bonuses, daily tournaments, new slots added daily, and the best part, guaranteed daily jackpots. You can't beat that. So today's the day you grip it and spin it with me on Moto, America's social casino. Play for free on Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
As far as the college football landscape is concerned, and as big as the SEC is, this is bigger. The SEC is a regional conference. And if these guys, like, basically, yes, it's taken, you know what? It's taken a bunch of gangs to it's like a cartel war. A bunch of cartels have joined, you know, together to take the SEC out, and they're close to doing it right now. They're going to have games in, New York, New Jersey to Los Angeles, California from noon until midnight. Live, coast to coast.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
You are listening to Sports Rage Late Night with Gabe Morenci.
Late Night Anger Management Class. This is Sports Rage. I am Morenci. Shout out to our boy Nick in the Windy City, Chicago. What's going on, Nick? G Martinez in the Bay Area. DJ Blunt, who pissed me off earlier, but he's all right. But I don't know why you're talking about Lana Del Rey right now in our chat. Nobody cares about Lana Del Rey. All right. But hey, you're free to talk about her if you want. I'm in one of these moods today. There's a lot of stuff where I'm like, yeah, I don't care about that. We don't care. All right, do we have? I believe we got a lot of stuff to get to, actually. So speaking of which, we got Big Card Julio coming up and in here in a moment or two. And I wanted to get to this. Nick in Chicago asked me about this, actually. The Stanley Cup. The Stanley Cup is done, but the NHL draft is coming up here right now. And let me get the updated numbers at FanDuel here. Because, listen, Shane Wright was the projected number one pick in the draft. He was minus 1250 last week. We did tell you, listen, if you want to take a shot in the dark, you take someone else, that Slavkovsky, just if, you know, as that number. And people are really buying into this right now. Let me get an updated number. It was 280. It was 280 at FanDuel earlier when we did the TV show. It's lower elsewhere right now. It's still 280 here. So Nick in Chicago says he can get Shane Wright as the number one pick in the draft at minus 136 right now. Should he do it? I say, hell yeah. For the record, I put in a parlay tonight because when I was watching a CFL game, I knew I was going to win money. And even though I had three dimes on it, I was like, it's not enough. So I put more money in on it, and I parlayed the BC Lions money line in game with the number one pick in the NHL draft, Shane Wright. Before we bring in Julio, let me just say this about Shane Wright. So this Juraj Slavkovsky, Slovenian kid. He played in the Olympics. He played against men and stuff like that in a pro league in Europe. He's getting all this hype right now, okay? Because Bob McKenzie, who is a well-respected hockey guy out of Toronto, and he is a respected guy, and I got respect for him, he never said that Slavkovsky was going number one. All he said is, I think Slavkovsky is the number one best player on the board. He never said that. He never said, oh, the Canadians are not taking Shane Wright. He said, I just got Slavkovsky is the number one rated player, slightly over Shane Wright. And everybody went up in arms about it. He's like, he's like the Mel Kiper of hockey, this guy. But he never said that, oh, yeah. So basically, there's another guy, Pierre LeBrun, very smart guy. I respect Pierre LeBrun, very smart guy. Pierre LeBrun tonight basically said, the Canadians are going to take Shane. They said the Canadians are playing it really close to the vest. They're doing a good job of confusing people. But he also, and Pierre knows, and he knows the Canadians well, this guy, trust me. Pierre said, point blank, he goes, the Canadians are going to take, most likely taking Shane Wright, but they know that the New Jersey Devils are in love with Slavkovsky. So the Canadians are putting it out there right now that, oh, maybe we'll take Slavkovsky. And Pierre LeBrun said what they're doing is they're trying to get the New Jersey Devils to panic and say, listen, you guys have the first pick. You want Shane Wright, but we want Slavkovsky. So give us the first pick and we'll do it. And he also reported that the New Jersey Devils, he said, word from the Devils was they won't do it. He said that, he goes, word from the Devils camp is if the Canadians do it, they'll be more than happy to take Shane Wright. There's a game of poker going on right now. The line move has come down because the Canadians are trying to bait the Devils into moving up from 2-1. You heard it here. We're telling you, get in on to be the number one pick. They're going to ride in Montreal if he's not the number one pick next week. Let's bring Julio in Chicago in right now. What's going on, Julio? Crazy day today.
Boy, I tell you what, Gabe, I cannot wait till January 2025, the bitter Big Ten matchup of Southern California on the road in Iowa City. Can't wait.
How about not Illinois? You'll see them. Champaign.
It's funny, a friend of mine, one of my...
UCLA or Champaign, baby. Be good basketball.
Yeah, basketball is going to be amazing. I mean, you're going to have UCLA, Michigan at the Chrysler Arena. Good friend in college, big UCLA fan. He grew up in, like, rural Illinois. So I know he's excited. And for all the transplants across the country, I know they're excited. The big question is, what's the Big Ten going to do from here? Yeah, Washington, that's great. The Seattle Market's cool. But if I had $1 billion, if I was in the room, I'd say, look, Oregon, let's get them in, and let's finally get Notre Dame into the fold. We've been wanting Notre Dame for forever, since we expanded to Penn State back in the 80s. Let's get Notre Dame on into the fold, and let's set up shot at 18 teams.
Notre Dame is the last sort of one, aren't they? You know, that's the thing. And Notre Dame complains about things after. It's like, well, you guys want it both ways, right? You want to keep all the money, but you want to be part of this and that, but you don't. Like, eventually they have to step up. I said it earlier. If I'm Texas and I'm Oklahoma, I would rather be in the Big Ten in this super conference than the SEC right now. I think SEC people might be underestimating the power of this thing. I don't like it. I think it's stupid, but whatever. A lot of things are stupid in the world, Julio, I don't like, right? I don't like that I have to, you know, confirm everything when I try to log into my own email sometimes. I don't like that they want your retina to open your cell phone. But there's a lot of things I don't like, but it is what it is. And it's either join up with the powers or get left behind, Julio. That's the nature of the beast right now. It is what it is.
No doubt about it. And I get the SEC, right? Like, college football in the South is bigger than the NFL in the South. So I kind of understand Texas and Oklahoma. Obviously, Monday morning quarterback, maybe the Big Ten would make more sense. Big Ten now is stretched from the number one media market in the country now to number two in Los Angeles to number three in Chicago. So that makes sense. But Yeah, if the Big Ten wants to move up to 18, I'm reading Brett McMurphy, college football writer, saying if Notre Dame wants to, they could get out of their ACC deal with relatively little penalties, maybe some sort of fee. But if they want to make it happen, they can. It's just going to be fascinating, Gabe, over the next few years to where, all right, if we're going to get to 12, if we're going to get to 16 or 18 college football teams, then a lot of these mega schools have to align. And, you know, it kind of makes sense. I hate it. I agree. Sort of this Midwesterner in me, I'm like, I kind of like Illinois against, Iowa. I like those traditional matchups, but this is the day and age we live in where money and television matters. And, you know, Fox sort of brokered this deal for UCLA.
Bigger deal, bigger deals, bigger deals. That's always the big thing now, right? Bigger deal, bigger deal. Think about it, though, Julio and everybody. We're going to have to change the college football playoff now. You're going to have to. Like, you can't. And it's another thing. So what? You're going to have, like, what? You're going to have, what, like 20 teams in some super conference, and you're going to cannibalize the hell out of each other, and when are you going to get in only after? You're going to have to expand this now, in my opinion, right?
No, yeah, it's almost guaranteed that it has to expand. Because if you're
you can't eliminate all these good teams right away. You know what I mean? See, what you're going to tell USC, Michigan, Ohio State, Penn State, and UCLA and the Oregon Ducks all at once, only one of you can make it. It's ridiculous, right? It's dumb. Like, it's short-sighted, in my opinion, by some of these teams. Like, at what point, too, is money enough? Like, Teddy brought it up earlier. UCLA, bro, have an operating budget of $9.6 billion a year, Julio. Like, when is it enough, Julio? You know what I mean? Is that not enough? Like, are the universities where you guys hurt? You know what I mean? Their endowments? What are some of these schools' endowments, Julio, that they're sitting on money and stuff, bro? Billions of dollars, bro.
Billions.
And they'll screw over, like, anything for an extra $250 million or whatever. Oh, well, we got an extra $275 million a year here. We got to do this. Like, see, they're greedy son of a bitches, these people.
No doubt about it. And I would agree with Teddy. I don't think for SC and UCLA it's about the money. It's about exposure. It's about being on Fox or, you know, having your conference network be all over the country. I mean, internet pirators had a tough time putting Pac-12 network on. That says a lot about
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Your network and how viable it is.
Man, wow. I swear we're more with Julio on the other side. Going to talk some NBA. Julio, I woke up today and it was like a snowstorm in the summer. I was like, what the hell's going on? I hit refresh like a bunch of times.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Honey, I've got some bad news for you.
I know, Marge. I'm waiting for the new XFL season. Who will win this year's million-dollar game? Who? Who?
Honey.
The X is for extreme.
There is no XFL this year. The league folded.
Who told you?
Last year's MVP. He sweeps up toenails at the beauty parlor.
Say you will, plus you won't.
Late night anger management class. I am Morency. Listen, there's so much going on here right now, but I'm just seeing the pictures right now for the first time of Miles Bridges. I didn't know it was his wife. So it's his wife, and oh my God, like very graphic photos. Like she looks like she got assaulted pretty. You know, this good. Wow, it's like I said, it's one thing after another. It's like you can't believe these stories, and like, man, I hope she's all right. She looks like she's all right. You know what I mean? She's obviously there's some superficial damage here, but. All right, what else do we got? We got Big Card Julio. We got Adam Trigger stepping up in our next segment. So we're going to get down to business here with Julio. Are you like me with this KD and Kyrie and everything? Isn't it like the Kardashians? Are you sick of it? Are you done with them, or what's up with this? What do you think of today?
Yeah, I mean, it's incredibly annoying. Again, and it's just, you could do a case study on how not to build an NBA team, the Brooklyn Nets saga. Look, Kyrie, you'd expect that guy to opt into a deal. You're going to give a player an opt-out, opt-in option. More times than not, they'd opt in. I agree with you with KD. It seems like he's a miserable SOB. He never seems happy with anything, really, in life. Burner accounts. I mean, if you're creating a burner account online, you kind of have a miserable life. It will be intriguing to see where he does land. And if his next suitor overspends for him. But right now, I could care. Gabe, I'm more excited about summer league basketball next week and finding out when I can bet these games than finding out where Kevin Durant is going to be playing next year.
I say he ends up in Phoenix, just for the record.
I could see that.
That's my take. That. What about Zach LaVine? Is Zach LaVine signed with Chicago yet? Because that seems like that's what's about to happen.
He hasn't signed yet. It almost seems inevitable. But now with this Kevin Durant monkey wrench thrown in, you know, we talked about this last week.
The Bulls. No one ever brought up the Bulls and Durant, huh?
Here's a funny thing. On Bulls social media, there's pictures circulating many years ago with Kevin Durant wearing a Tony Kukoc Bulls alternate black jersey. So people think, oh, it's destiny. It's finally going to happen. If it does, the Bulls do have the pieces to make that deal possible. And if they don't want to sign Zach LaVine to a max deal, sign and trade could be a possibility. Maybe put Zach LaVine in a couple of draft picks. You don't necessarily have to mortgage the future. But I'm not holding my breath that Kevin Durant goes to the Bulls. But Zach LaVine signing, it almost seems inevitable. But it seems like, again, the Bulls and every other team waiting for the KD saga to come to an end.
Julio Rosario joining us from Chicago, play-by-play voice of the Windy City Bulls. All right, Julio, so another CFL game tonight, another win. BC Lions get it done tonight. We rode with the Lions, and we had the over the game. I'm not going to lie, I was a little bit concerned about the total earlier in the game. It was a little slow starting, but it started to pick up. Nate Rourke threw interceptions for the first time. He made a couple of mistakes tonight for the first time this year, but he also bounced back. And he also ran for like an 80-yard touchdown or whatever. Well, like, you know what I mean? So he's making plays. BC 3-0 straight up and ATS. We're crushing the CFL. I don't know if you got any CFL MLS picks for us, Major League Baseball. What are you looking at, Julio? What do you got for us?
I'm definitely going to tail whatever you come up with on the CFL docket. You'll be happy with me, Gabe. I do have some MLS for you. Let's first go with the Colorado Rockies. They've been playing some good baseball over the last week and a half. I like them tomorrow on the money line, -122 against the Arizona Diamondbacks. Give me the Metropolitans. They're hosting the Rangers. The Mets on the run line, +105. Chop around for a better number. But I like the Mets on the run line against the Rangers tomorrow night. Give me Toronto FC. I agree with you, Gabe. This Seattle Sounders team, just not the same group than what they were last year or in previous years. I think Toronto can get a result. I'm going to take them on the money line, +170, Toronto FC against the Sounders. Give me the draw in Sporting Kansas City. Sporting KC and the New York Red Bulls draw +255 and over 38.5 games tomorrow in Wimbledon. Oscar Otit and Carlos Alcaraz over 38.5 games -112.
One thing I'll tell you, number one, TFC suck, but so do the Sounders right now. Right, so that's just a little, you've been forewarned about that. I'll tell you what, the Vancouver Whitecaps are smoking hot right now, Julio. Smoking hot, this team. And let's see what we can get on the plus money here, the plus line. Because there's always the hype about LAFC here. So Vancouver +1. That's like it's -210. It's a little high. I'm going to come up with something there, Julio.
What about draw no bet? Tie no bet, Whitecaps +163. So if the game ends in a draw, you get your money back.
I don't like the no bet stuff. I'd rather lose. I don't want to waste my time for 2 hours with a bet. But I will say that I was on the draw in the last Whitecap game, plus 280 on Sunday night. It was a scoreless draw against the Revolution. And they could, because that's the thing with Vancouver, bro. They're really hard to beat at home, but they're not great. So against good teams, like, it sort of ends up as a draw. So I think you could be on to something. That's why I think, like, the Whitecaps plus half a goal, if you can, you know what I mean? Or Whitecaps plus the goals a little extreme. Whitecaps plus half a goal is good, because if it's a draw, you win. Or if they win, you win. But I can live with the draw plus 250 here, Julio. I want to get to the Wimbledon stuff, so I don't know if you guys saw this. So what's this guy today? Alejandro Dadovic Fokina. So this guy's an idiot. And we were talking about this earlier in the week about these tennis players, Julio. The modern tennis players are out of control. They need to be penalized more for their actions on the court. And so this guy dropped an F-bomb earlier, which, whatever, I don't want to panic about that, but it is Wimbledon. He screamed it pretty loud and stuff, right? He was pretty loud with his, he was swearing. So they hit him with a point. Like, they said, all right, that's boom. You know what I mean? You can't talk like that on the court. You know what I mean? So it's a point. So, but then he was facing match point in the final set tiebreaker at the end of a marathon contest. Fokina lost his cool and hit a ball into the stands. He was then penalized a point. He then automatically lost the match in the tiebreaker. He lost seven. He lost the tiebreaker after 9-7. So it was 8-7, guys. So he actually could have still won. And it was a 5-set match. He was still in it. If he won the next point, it's 8-8 again. Right? So he lost 9-7 because, Julio, it was his second on-court violation in the match. You know what I mean? So that's it.
Yeah.
That's it. Like, you're done. You're disqualified. It's like two technical fouls in a basketball game. Like, you're out. So he got away with the F-bombs and the swearing. And then he got mad at himself off of a shot. That's the thing. Like, McEnroe was saying that it was a garbage way to do it because he didn't hit the ball like yelling at the ref or the judge. You know what I mean? He was mad at himself for missing a shot, and he smacked the ball into the crowd. But at the same point in time, we've talked about it, bro. These guys got to stop hitting balls into the crowd and smashing the racket everywhere.
Yeah, you got to have more composure. I understand it's, you know, it's a major, you're in a third set. You got to have more composure on the court. And honestly, Gabe, I know this is kind of like, if you're a tennis purist, you may not like this, but I kind of endorsing the idea of having a coach and getting a chance to call a timeout of your player, because maybe having a chat with someone, yeah, just taking your frustration at your coach might prevent you from disrespecting the judge or, you know, pulling a Novak Djokovic and, you know, hitting a linesman or a ball boy in the...
I don't want to turn into Queen Elizabeth here or Boris Johnson. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, I don't mind the F-bombs and the swear. Like, I think that's whatever. But the thing is, it's Wimbledon. And you're on national television. It's Wimbledon. Like, it's, you know what I mean? Like,
right.
Like, so, and everyone hears everything. So, if you want to start swearing and going off, whatever, all right, they didn't kick you out. They said, that's a point, all right? But you've been warned now. And the thing is, like, we saw earlier in the week, look at Kyrgios, bro. This guy's telling the fans that to F off. He's spitting at them and stuff. Like, it's out of control. I brought it up, the German dude. Last month, he smashed his racket like right underneath the judge's feet. Like, he went up to him, hey, you son of a, and he started smashing his racket like he was gonna hit the guy with it, and nothing ever happens. Shapovalov the other day, he blatantly just turned around and said to the crowd, would you shut the F up? Right? And like, so my deal is, I think now that they see, you know what, I'm gonna get disqualified, maybe it'll send a lesson to all these young punks that listen. I don't mind emotion, but you can't be smashing balls into the crowd. You're going to get sued, too. That's another thing, right? Someone gets hit in the face with a tennis ball, they're going to sue your ass.
I wish I was young and rich like some of these young punks, like a chef.
Yeah, me too. Just to be great, just tell the whole crowd to shut the F up, and like, and they still applaud you after.
It's kind of like a punk singer, like when the Clash would tell the audience about, hey, stop partying. Listen to our music, our meaning, and people still love the Clash.
Yeah, don't bring the Clash into this, Julio. All right, listen, we only got like a minute or two left here. What do you want? 30 seconds, Julio. What do you want to leave us with?
Fade the White Sox. Keep fading the White Sox. Look, they've got no depth. injuries still bugging them. And honestly, I think it's a clubhouse that kind of don't like each other. So if you can't keep things tough, especially when Giolito pitches.
Hey, listen. I bet the White Sox not to make the playoffs. It's all good. I like it.
Moto Casino. America's Social Casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. Social Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Thanks, Julio.
Happy holidays, everyone. Take care.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
You want some of this, don't you?
Yeah!
Well, you need to know the winner. And I know the winner. So call me now.
Whoa!
$5 for the first minute, $2 for each additional minute.
You have reached the coach's hot
line.
Line.
Yeah, lay it on me, coach.
In the game of Miami versus
Cincinnati. 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 Come on. Don't you realize this is costing me money?
Late Night Anger Management Class. This is Sports Rage. Dodgers win 3-1. 47-28. Saw someone in our chat earlier. Oh, the Dodgers better get it together. They're 19 games over 500. What the hell do you want them to do? What, they got to be... People are like... So they've won 47 games, and 43 of them they've won by two or more runs. Oh, makes yeah, there's one on the run line again. Minus 1.5. Only four times this year have the Dodgers won a baseball game by two or less. Think about that. It's insane. Adam Trigger knew that. Adam Trigger, wagertalk.com, steps up and in. It's a KBO man, too, for the late night. People always ask me, Ranchi, who do you like in the Korean League and the Japanese League? I haven't bet that stuff in a couple of years, but I will tell what Trigger tells us to do tonight. Although I want to get to the USFL. Adam Trigger, what's going on, Adam? How you doing tonight?
I'm doing great, Gabe. Listen, there's not many people that I'm doing a 1:30 a.m. show spot for, but you're definitely one of them. So I'm happy to be here. And we got Korean baseball goes in like 3 hours. So, you know, it's just never ending, which we love.
I appreciate it. You know what else we have going on here, too? We've got Chinese and China, Chinese Taipei, FIBA World Qualification. So we went 1-1 with the picks we gave you last night, guys. We were wrong with the Philippines. New Zealand rolled them, but we hit with Australia. All right, so we got Adam with us. Let's start off with the USFL right now. We had a winning night tonight in the CFL. Let's keep this thing rolling. Sunday night championship. So the 4th of July is on Monday. Great way to get the party started. Sunday night, 7:30 Eastern time, Canton, Ohio, Fox Television. The Birmingham Stallions, -4.5, total 45.5. Adam, let's do this thing. Can't wait for this football game.
Yeah, no, Gabe, I can't wait to watch it. It's the culmination of the USFL season, which really has been great so far, in my opinion. You know, you and I last week, we talked about both games. We nailed the Stars game. We talked about that being way too many points, and that went under easily. We said we liked the Stars with the points. I missed on my favorite pick last week, which was New Orleans. But, you know, I keep coming away from these Birmingham games. Thinking that they, you know, New Orleans kind of beat themselves last week, in my opinion. I said they couldn't turn the ball over, and that's exactly what they did, and the one being like a devastating pick six. And then Birmingham scores late to inflate the score once again. So, Gabe, if I was going...
Crush me, bro. I had a lot of money on the under. It was so frustrating because it should have been an under game. It was an under game.
Yep. It kills the under, and you know, I think that's impacted the point spreads here. This is exactly what I expected this game to open at, 4.5. So I think the line is probably like on, but if I'm going to bet this game, I'm going to take the points with the Stars. I actually think that this line could move a little bit, so I'm going to wait until the absolute last second. You know, last week we saw
maybe a five, some late movement. Well, the public jump in on Birmingham. They're the public USFL team.
Of course. The public's been cashing with Birmingham all season in the USFL. So I wouldn't be surprised if we see similar movement to what we saw in the New Jersey Philly game last week, where it goes off like 5.5. But that's how I would look to bet it. I these two teams played, I think it was back in week 4. That was a deceiving final score as well, 30-17 in a game where Birmingham kind of pulled away late. And Philadelphia, in my opinion, has improved since then, whereas Birmingham's just been kind of just getting by. And the one thing that really stood out to me from that game to now is Philadelphia has developed a little bit of a run game, whereas the first few weeks, I mean, there was a game, I think it was week 5, where Philadelphia ran 7 run plays the entire game. So the stars are more balanced now. I think they've improved significantly since the teams played back in early in the season. So, to me, it's too many points on a neutral field in a championship game. So, I like the Stars here plus the points.
There's something about this Star team, isn't there, right now? Just about, they just have that feel that they're not going to lose, right? They're just sort of that, that live dog you don't want to get in front of. And it wouldn't surprise me, and you and I talked about this, and I got to tell you too, Adam, I was so upset because I felt like a freaking genius, and I thought about our conversation, and I had the Generals and Moneyline parlays and stuff. Remember I told you I had the parlay, yep. I had a teaser +5 with the general stuff, and we said, because I hate, it's so cliche, when I hate when people just do it, it sounds like a cop-out. Well, I think this team wins, but the other team probably covers, so like, guys, give me a pick, you know what I mean? But in this league, we're not just doing that, and you gave me the numbers when you said it was 21-19 and 13-10 as opposed to the money line favorites and the point spread. And I thought I was a genius, and I was even having a couple of drinks before I was going to a football game, and I'm like, God, am I good, man? What do me and Adam so smart? We said, yeah, New Jersey could win, but they're not going to cover, and they were winning 14-13 with a minute left, right? a minute and a half left. I'm like, God, are we smart? The under 14-13, and then boom, the return happened. And then I started doing the math. I'm like, oh my God, what happened to my, thank God they didn't get the 2 after. I would have been in trouble.
that was a wild finish, a late punt return to completely flip that score late. But you bring up a good point, Gabe. The favorites, after last week, New Jersey takes that loss. Favorites straight up are now, they're still 31-11. And Birmingham, they found a way to win games. But the one thing about the Stars, this offense is really good, and this team doesn't give up. They've backdoored the number on multiple occasions this year. So, you could be sitting there down 10, 11 points in this game. You're not going to be out of it with the Stars plus the points because they've shown the ability to just go drive down the field and get that late score. And if you can do that, you're probably getting in within the number. So it would almost be fitting if that's how this season ends, right, with another favorite winning, but the dog ends up getting the money. Again, I just think the 4.5 is too many, and I think if you wait, you might even get better by game day. But the Stars plus the points is how I'm looking in this game.
Adam Trigger kicking with us, wagertalk.com. I am Gabe Morenci, SiriusXM Channel 159, a Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio. Shout out to Sports Match, Sports Byline, and everybody else in between, whatever city, country, wherever you may be listening tonight and watching our video stream as well. So, as far as this total is concerned, it was 1-1 last week, but as me and Adam just stated, the first game between the North game, it's not East-West, but the North and South, so the North game, whatever, the Philly-Jersey game stayed way under the number, never really threatened, and then the night game in the South between Birmingham and New Orleans, even though they're both in Canton, Ohio, etc., that game, remember, it was 44.5. We thought it was too high, Adam. Ended up closing at 42. So the market agreed. Everybody jumped in on it. Gets down to 42. Just it creeps over the number anyways. It still got there. But where I'm going with this is I'm feeling the under here, bro. Like, this feels to me like a 2017 type of game. Like, maybe 23-20, but even that might be a little high. You know what I'm saying? Like, 21-18. I know they got weirder scores in the UFL sometimes. Like, what do you think? I sort of feel it in that range. Feels like a 21-17, 2017 type of game.
Yeah, the only way I could play the total here would be the under. You look at the first meeting, it was 30-17, and Birmingham packed one on late. And then the other thing, since the first meeting, Philadelphia, to get to this point, they've really improved defensively as well, because this team was a mess defensively earlier in the season when these two played. So they've really tightened it up on the defensive side of the ball. And you know Birmingham's going to want to run the ball and run clock. So it feels like, again, it's very similar to last week in the Philly-New Jersey game, where I just think it's going to take, you know, it's going to take a high rate of conversion on drives for this to get over the number, because that New Orleans-Birmingham game got over. And I think Rob Vino earlier, when we were doing our USFL show on Wager Talk, said that there was only like 14 possessions in the game, or it was like it took a pretty efficient conversion rate to get over the total. So, yeah, the number being where it is, you would have to play under, in my opinion, or leave it alone.
Adam Trigger kicking it with us, fired up. So that's Sunday night, 7:30 Eastern time, the last USFL game of the year. Although, good news, the USFL has been extended. And, you know, listen, you know, more football, the better. And we'll have the XFL in the rotation next year as well to go along with the USFL. And, of course, the CFL is just kicking some serious ass so far this year as we go into week four. All right, Adam. So let's get into the baseball right now. Some overnight action, some overnight Korean action. Yeah, you got anything else as far as the USFL you want to close up, or CFL? You bet the CFL. What else you got?
No CFL for me, but, you know, USFL, I'm looking at the Stars plus the points. But, Gabe, I love a Korean baseball game that goes about in about 3 hours, so I figured I will give it out here. And it is the one I have up on. It is the one I have up at Wager Talk. So no need to go there and get it. I'm giving it out right here, and I'm on a nice run in KBO. I'm 23-9 in my last 30.
Ooh, nice.
You know, two bets. So hopefully we get it done here. I like the Hanwha Eagles game +1.5, and you're getting a plus price on that +1.5. So it's Hanwha +1.5, which is still up most places in the +110 to +115 range. And right here, listen, Hanwha's the last place team in the league. But the reason they're last place is because they've really been crippled by injuries so far this season, specifically to their pitching rotation. Each of these Korean teams gets two, I call them imports, really they're foreign pitchers, a.k.a. like ex-major leaguers that come over and play. In Hanwha's case, it was Ryan Carpenter and Nick Kingham, and both have been hurt since essentially the beginning of the season. And what they've done is now cut both of them and brought in new guys, Jeffrey Ramirez, who was most recently in the Dodgers organization, and Felix Pena, who spent spent the last three seasons with the Angels. Ramirez is now pitching, and Pena could make his debut as early as this weekend, which is going to be a huge boost to them because the pitching staff as a whole hasn't been very deep, and it's been the big reason that they haven't won many games. Kaiwoom, the Kaiwoom Heroes, their opponent here, comes in 47-28-1. They've way outperformed expectations. This is the team Yasiel Puig is on. However, Yasiel Puig hasn't played since June 16th. He's still out. I don't know if many, you know, people really know that. You don't follow the league. So I think that they've kind of maxed out on their value at this point. So I'm willing to go against them here. Kaiwoom just finished a three-game series with Kia, and they swept them. And the last two games, they were both one-run games, so they've used some of their better bullpen arms. And in this case, you've got a guy in Hyun-Hee Han that Kaiwoom's going to throw in this game. There's just no way he can be—he's deserving of being this big of a favorite. You know, the Korean League, Gabe, they increased their strike zone this past offseason, so the strike zone is bigger. It's made it a little bit easier for pitchers in this league. They want it to be more like the MLB. The reason they did that is because Korean players are struggling when they come to the MLB. It's a little bit bigger strike zone. So in this case, his whip is worse than it was the last three seasons. This is just a perfect spot to fade Kaiwoom. I'm taking the Hanwha Eagles +1.5, +115. They were rained out yesterday, so all their bullpen arms are available. Hanwha +1.5, best bet for me in the Korean League tonight.
Excellent breakdown. I'm going to jump in on this. The Hanwha Eagles, I'm seeing +1.5, +120. Adam Trigger. Hold on, Adam. We'll get you out on the other side. We'll let know people where you can find them. This is Sports Rage. Bring it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Every dating app swipe is another loss. Gym bros, fake CEOs, straight-up losers. So now the only app I open is Moto Casino, because at least there I'm surrounded by winners. Real winners. Thousands of them. While everyone else is in the single swamp, I'm at home relaxing while stacking bonuses, hitting wins, and playing all my favorite Vegas-style games. Moto Casino, the only app worth your time.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Come.
Late Night Anger Management Class. 3 minute warning, quickest 100 minutes in sports talk radio. All right, we got Adam Trigger. Great job. Always love Adam's insight. Before we get him out of here, people, I want people to be able to find him on Twitter over the weekend. You can find him over at wagertalk.com. He's giving us the Hanwha Eagles in the KBO tonight. It's 5:30 in the morning Eastern time, 2:30 Pacific time. We got overnight basketball as well. So the Hanwha Eagles plus 1.5. Great stuff. And leaning with the underdog and the under in the USFL Championship. Championship. Looking forward to it. Sunday night, Adam. Let's rock.
Yeah, I can't wait for that game. And yeah, you know, one thing I want to also point out, Gabe, about, you know, taking, you can get a road team on the plus 1.5 run line at a decent price. You get that extra at bat. So it's typically a good bet, and Han was on the road here. Kaiwoom just 19-18-1 at home, so they've done most of their damage on the road. Just another reason I love that run line tonight, and you're still getting a plus price on it, which is just, in my opinion, way off. I would have made Hanwha plus 1.5, probably minus 110 right there. So the fact you're seeing plus 115, plus 120 some places is a mistake, in my opinion.
A little overnight, sprinkle. All right, Adam. Great stuff as always. So people can find him on Trigger. Adam Trigger on Twitter. One more time, where can people find you? WagerTalk.com and your Twitter handle and online?
Yeah, Twitter handle is at TopFlightSI is where you can find me on Twitter. And all of my stuff is up at WagerTalk.com.
Excellent stuff, Adam. Thanks a lot for taking the time to be with us, man.
Anytime, Gabe.
All right, enjoyed the conversation with Adam Trigger. We're rolling along here tonight. We're not done. We got Big Earl Skakel stepping up and in. We had Teddy Cover straight from the Strip in Las Vegas, Nevada. Now we're going to have Big Earl Skakel straight from the Sunset Strip. Sunset Strip, Hollywood, California. I don't know if Earl had a gig tonight. We'll see. We'll catch up with Earl. Earl's a big hockey fan. We'll get Earl's review. We were talking about the summer tour, Motley Crue, Def Leppard, Poison, Joan Jett. NBA free agency. I've got a CFL, some insider stuff too. Moving on. Let's rock. Bring it.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.